Paddy, what a dramatic way to win the championship game there at the end.
Aye, look, we've been behind nearly in every game this year in the championship. We've showed real good battling, fighting qualities. I'll be honest with you, Mal, in the lead up to this game, you know, the media was writing their chances off. The opposition were talking about the ace profile of our team. But I knew I was going to come down to the last 5 or 10 minutes, and I knew that we had the craft and the know-how, like the likes of Brian Tiddles, Owen, Ewan McCain, John McCain, like the experience them boys have. I knew, and say, coming into the last 5 or 10 minutes, it would tell a tale, and I did tell a tale. Look, fair play to them, sir, they threw everything at it. It was one of them games that unfortunately had to be a loser. I'm just delighted to come out on the right side of the result.
1-2 to no score down was a big test. Fergal close kicked one with each foot to get his back in it. I think he's won 4 kickouts in a row of Drumcerns. Do you feel that was as big a turning point as the burst in the second half?
Aye, it probably was. We were very, very nervous to start off. They started off very, very, very good. I thought they get the benefit of a few 50-50 calls in the first 10 minutes, but it evens itself out, you know, over the course of a game. So we were very, very nervous. But look, as I say, we never flinched. We've been behind every game this year, and that's testament to the team. Fergal close, you know, had a really, really poor game the last day. Took a bit of a punt on him, throwing him in, because Dermot and Felix were both pushing very, very hard, but he came up trumps today. Second half, he pushed up on their kickouts and got a just award from that there too. So I just delighted. Look, say every game this year has been very, very tight. It's just the way we seem to go about our business. But surreal feeling, Mal. I was here 5 years ago in Newbridge, and that was very, very special. They were a real good team, as you know yourself, and went on to achieve good things, and are one of the top senior teams. And you know, but to do it with your own club is just extra special.
Tiernan McHugh had a chance, would have put 6 in. It was a big moment. Hughes kicked on and got 6 points in a row in that third quarter. Was a massive turnaround for you.
It was. We pushed up in the kick out and Juan just drifted over the top, and we were very, very lucky. But look, that's the way championship games go. You live or die by the sword, you know. We had to take a chance, and you know, the chance fell to Tiernan, and usually you'd expect him to you know, put that away. I think Niall came out really, really well and forced him to put it wide around the post, so good goalkeeping on his part for a man that, say, only stepped into nets this year. But look, the bounce back quality of this team, you know, I felt even Ewan and Boylan had a goal chance after that. So even if he had that, you know, I still think would have fought to the better end. I'm not saying the result would have been the same way, but I'd say I just can't, you know, credit the battling qualities enough for this team.
The last 5 minutes, that was evident. It was like extra time all over it. It was looking like that's the way it was going to go, and then Skinner hit the sideline and it ends up over the bar.
Aye, as I say, just pure know-how. And look, Tiddles mentioned there in his speech, you wouldn't believe the way these boys have bought on this year. Obviously last year, you know, we're meant to be going to junior football. I had no intention of taking the team originally, but instead of I was going to take it, they would need to have a real professional setup, and they would need to buy in 100%. And look, from the start of the year, from January, I can't fault any man's effort. You get your just rewards whenever you all row on behind and do the work that's required. And as I say, it's just ecstatic. Just can't believe, you know, we've only ever had 5. This is our 5th senior trophy in the club, 3 senior championships and our 2nd intermediate. And you know, coming off the back of 2007, having won a senior championship, you know, I never thought an intermediate championship would have meant as much. But to where we're at the minute, and the young boys we have coming through that haven't seen success in the last 15 years, this means the world to us.
It seemed to be an unbelievable build-up around the Glen, as is most clubs, but the colour was there, and as you say, it seemed to mean a lot.
It's just, look, now, you know, it's just where we've been, you know, in the last many years. Like I said there before the match, in the last 15 years, whenever we won in 2007, like, I remember, you know, talking back at the club that night as captain about how there'd be many more days like that, and it didn't happen for us, you know. Hard luck story after hard luck story, and then obviously we fell into intermediate football, and last year nearly to junior football. It's just been a downward spiral. Now the underage structures are going very, very good, but you know, they need something to latch on to, and hopefully this success is that. And that's why we put a massive emphasis on this intermediate trophy this year, you know. With some really, really good minors and under 15s coming through in the next block of years. You know, they'll see this bit of success, and hopefully that'll drive them on.
You're not thinking about Ulster for a day or two, but I'm sure you think about it sometime.
Aye, well, I don't know how the throne final went. It's Eden Dark and Galway. Now you're not thinking about it. There'll be a clash of colours if it's Eden Dark, both wearing the green and yellow hoops. No, look, we'll treat that game, you know, with the respect it deserves. Anytime you get to play in the Ulster club is very, very special. Probably in 2007 we took our eye of the ball a wee bit, but we celebrated that wee bit too much. We have 3 weeks now, so we've got a good 3 or 4 days to celebrate now, and then we'll get all hands to the pump for Ulster, because hey, the motto has been this year that any competition we've been in, we want to try and win it. So that'll be the motto moving forward.